For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Anthony Victoria. A leading organizer of the hunger strike at the Adelanto Ice Processing Center has been deported to Belize, according to immigrant rights advocates. Keon Shaquille Suaso had publicly raised concerns about conditions inside the facility during a congressional visit on June 1st. Advocates say he was later transferred from Adelanto to detention centers in Texas and later Louisiana before being deported last week. The Immigrant Defenders Law Center alleges those transfers violated a federal court order requiring advance notice before detainees are moved out of California's Central District. The group says neither Suaso, his attorney, nor the court received notice. Advocates also allege the deportation was retaliation for his role in organizing the hunger strike, which began in response to concerns about conditions inside the facility. The Department of Homeland Security did not respond to KBCR's request for comment in time for broadcast. As Californians struggle with high costs for everything, from groceries to gasoline, state lawmakers are considering a bill aimed at stopping companies from using personal data to charge different customers different prices. Cap Radio's Gerardo Zavala has more.
Democratic Assemblymember Chris Ward says companies are increasingly able to use information like a person's age, location, online activity, and purchasing habits to charge them a potentially higher price than other customers for a service or product. The practice is known as surveillance pricing. Here is Ward during an Assembly Committee hearing in April.
And at a time when prices for basic necessities are rising across the board, it's more critical than ever to ensure that people are not being unfairly charged higher prices due to their actual or perceived characteristics.
Ward says his bill would prohibit the practice. Supporters point to a federal report released last year that found retailers can use information ranging from web browsing behavior to items left in online shopping carts to change prices. But Republican Assemblymember Diane Dixon says the legislation could expose businesses to costly lawsuits.
I mean, this is just giving more attorneys the right to have class action lawsuits against business in California, one after another. That's what we sit here and look at day after day. And this is why business leaves California.
Ward says the measure is one of dozens introduced across the country to regulate surveillance pricing. The bill has cleared the Assembly and is scheduled for a Consumer Protection Senate hearing Monday. In Sacramento, I'm Gerardo Zavala.
Nonprofit safety net providers in California are hoping for a lifeline in the next state budget as Governor Gavin Newsom's May budget proposal pulls back on many programs. California News Service reporter Suzanne Potter has more.
The state stands to lose billions when federal cuts to Medi-Cal and SNAP take effect. So Governor Gavin Newsom's May budget proposal pulls back on many programs. For example, his budget would slash $68 billion from CalAIM, which funds a range of programs to improve health outcomes. That could hurt the nonprofit Code Tenderloin, which helps people in San Francisco as they leave treatment and learn new skills to become self-sufficient. Executive Director Maria Judice says her program prevents a lot of suffering.
If we don't create systems for those vulnerable populations to transition into stable well-being for themselves, then we're going to have a wider group of folks who are unhoused, folks that are having drug challenges.
Families are struggling with rising costs in many areas, including housing, gas, healthcare, and childcare. According to an analysis by the nonprofit Children Now, the governor's proposed budget protects childcare providers affected by last year's fires, but gives a smaller-than-expected bump in reimbursements. It also falls short on past promises to add 200,000 new childcare slots. Erin Fresky is Director of Resource and Referral at COCO Kids, an agency that connects families in Contra Costa County with child care.
It's really no longer financially an option for many providers to stay in business. So we have child care deserts, in part because of state and federal budgets and just the cost of living.
Both Code Tenderloin and COCO Kids are part of the California Health Interconnectivity Initiative, which helps nonprofits share best practices. For California News Service, I'm Suzanne Potter.
For 91.9 KBCR News, I'm Anthony Victoria. Have a good day.